be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome and good morning to everyone who is joining us in person. And welcome to all those joining us online. It is good to be here all together. And together we will experience God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. Before we begin, I just have a brief little announcement. We had some scheduling errors with our Sunday school teachers, so there will actually be, we don't have anyone this morning, so there will be no Sunday school this morning. But that will be made up for on the 15th, so the third Sunday of October. A really great, exciting opportunity. We'll be teaching everyone about acolyte. So we'll make up for you in a few weeks. With all that being said, again, good morning. It is a day to journey together on this 18th Sunday after Pentecost. And let us begin worship. And I invite all those who can stand to stand, knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and for you. Blessed be God, the one who forms us, Jesus who bears the cross, and the Spirit who makes our joy complete.
Amen.
Let us bow before God in humility, confessing our sins. Steadfast and faithful God,
you have revealed the way of justice, yet we fail to follow you. We are overwhelmed by the world's violence and suffering. We are afraid to risk what we have for the sake of others, for the harm we have caused, known and unknown. Forgive us. For the unjust demands we place on others and your creation, forgive us. For the ways we turn away from you and our neighbor, forgive us. Lead us back to you and set us on the right path. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Beloved in Christ, God's justice stretches beyond all understanding. God's compassion is beyond compare. In Jesus, God is always making a new way for us. In Christ Jesus, you are already free, forgiven, already set free. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of love, giver of life, you know our frailties and faults. Give us
your grace to overcome them. Keep us from those things that harm us, and guide us in the way of salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
And now we invite the children to come forward for a brief children's message. Okay. How are you doing? Good. Here comes the truth. How's everyone this morning? I have a question for you this morning. You guys like jelly beans?
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Kind of.
Don't they look really yummy? Yeah. They look yummy. They smell yummy. They taste yummy. Are they a yes or no?
Sure.
A yes, right? Total yes. Yes, I want the jelly beans.
Depends on the flavor.
Okay, true that. So that's a good transition point to this other question. Have you ever heard of the jelly beans called Ben Boozled?
No.
They look like jelly beans still. They look yummy. Those look like yummy jelly beans right there? They look yummy. It seems like it's a yes, but here's some of the flavors. Flavor one, liver and onions. Do you want that one?
Yes.
I know, one of the adults said yes, so we have a maybe for the liver and the onions, but what about a dry bandage? Do you want that one? Stink bug? No. Dishwasher water. We got rotten egg? No. How about stinky socks? No, you don't want these jelly beans?
Not all of them.
Not all of them? So they look yummy, they smell yummy, they're not yummy. So are they yes or no?
Yeah.
And no, they're no for the most part. Well, Charlie doesn't know any, but they're different yet. He's like, yes, I want it. Yeah, I know what you said. So the idea is here, some things look like they're a yes, but they're a no, right? And Jesus tells a story today about two sons, and one son says, yes, I will do it, but doesn't do it. And then another son says, no, I'm not going to do it, but then actually does the will of the Father. Now, I'm not going to ask you which one you guys are, because that's okay, but sometimes we're all like that. Sometimes we say no and we mean yes, and sometimes we say yes and we mean no. But what would be better than saying yes and then no, or no than yes?
No. No than yes.
Yes. But what would be better than that? Well, just to say yes and yes, right? And so sometimes in life, there are things that look good but aren't good. But when God says something, God means it. It is always a yes and a yes. And God says, I love you. You're welcomed here. You belong. And that is always a yes and a yes. So let us pray together. Get your hands out. On the count of three, we're going to bring our hands together. One, two, three. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for saying yes.
Thank you for saying yes.
Thank you for doing yes.
Thank you for doing yes.
Amen.
For those as we sing the refrain one more time, we'd like to have you sing with us.
Our first reading this morning is written in Ezekiel chapter 18. Now hear the word. The word of the Lord came to me. What do you mean by repeating this proverb concerning the land of Israel? The parents have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge? As I live, says the Lord, this proverb shall no more be used by you in Israel. Know that all lives are mine. It is only the person who sins who shall die. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is unfair. Hear now, O house of Israel, is my way unfair? Is it not your ways that are unfair? When the righteous turn away from their righteousness and commit iniquity, they shall die for it. For the iniquity that they have committed, they shall die. Again, when the wicked turn away from the wickedness they have committed and do what is lawful and right, they shall save their life. Because they considered and turned away from all the transgressions that they had committed, they shall surely live. They shall not die. Yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord is unfair. O house of Israel, are my ways unfair? Is it not your ways that are unfair? Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, all of you according to your ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn away from all your transgressions. Otherwise, iniquity will be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions that you have committed against me, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, says the Lord God. Turn then and live. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And our song this morning is in your bulletin on page 5. It is Psalm 25, the first 9 verses. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
My God, put my trust in you. Let me not be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me.
Let none who look to you be put to shame. Rather, let those be put to shame who are treacherous.
Lead me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths.
Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. In you I have trusted all the day long.
Remember, O Lord, your compassion and love, for they are from everlasting.
Remember not the sins of my youth and my transgressions. Remember me according to your steadfast love and for the sake of your goodness, O Lord.
You are gracious and upright, O Lord. Therefore you teach sinners in your way.
You lead the lowly in justice and teach the lowly your way. And our second reading this morning is written in Philippians chapter 2, a reading from Philippians. Now hear the word. If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing of the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, and at enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Human origin. And they argued with one another, if we say from heaven, he will say to us, then why did you not believe him? But if we say of human origin, we are afraid of the crowd, for all regarded John as a prophet. So they answered Jesus, we do not know. And he said to them, well, then neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, son, go and work in the vineyard today. And he answered, I will not. But later, he changed his mind and went. The father went to the second and said the same, and he answered, I go, sir. Then he did not go. Which of these two did the will of his father? And they answered him, the first. And Jesus said to them, true. truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even after you saw it, you did not change your mind and believe. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
California is a huge state, and so I could count on maybe like two fingers the amount of times that as a child we went to Southern California. And that's only important for this other story that I'm going to tell. Because I grew up in Northern California, and all my friends I had spoke in awe and wonder of this restaurant called In-N-Out. We had t-shirts that said In-N-Out. And this was before the chain was spread out, and the only place to get In-N-Out was in Southern California. And so I asked them, what is that? What does that taste like? Well, I was told, that is the best thing you will ever have in your life. They had these t-shirts, hats, In-N-Out. And I didn't really believe them, so I pushed that it cannot be true. And sure enough, one friend again reassured me, John, you will never taste anything better in your life. Which I thought was a little bit surprising, because at that point in my life, I had a lot of really great things. And my mind went to those birthdays we would have when we would go to the local Chinese restaurant. And I'd order my favorite dish, sweet and sour pork. So I began to imagine that an In-N-Out burger had to be better than a plate of sweet and sour pork and fried rice. And I would imagine what this would taste like on a bun. And my friends again would speak with awe and wonder about this as if it were some religious experience having this happen. We'll jump ahead a few years. I was in high school, and lo and behold, In-N-Out was opening up a restaurant in Northern California, and it happened to be not very far from where I lived. And again, all my friends were bragging to me about how great this experience would be. And so with great anticipation, I drove there on opening day, stood in that long line, placed my order, got my food, sat down, took this deep breath, thinking that this, I'm going to be transported into the seventh heaven of goodness, not watering for this taste of sweet and sour pork on a bun. And I took my first bite. And there was no hallelujah choir, no light from heaven, no ecstatic experience. I took that bite and I said, what a disappointment. And I was so disappointed after a whole young lifetime of hearing how amazing this experience would be. And I left. I didn't even think I finished the sandwich. And after that first bite, I just left. I was told it was a yes, but it turned out to be a no. And so many years in the future, I'm there with my own children, and we were planning a trip down to Southern California for a family vacation. And they themselves had friends at school with the In and Out t-shirts and the hats and the coats, and they said, Dad, if we're in Southern California, can we go to In and Out? And I said, yes, we can go, but it's not that good. You're going to be disappointed. And I told them the story of my experience. I said, don't expect much. It's just your typical place. But nonetheless, we got there. We got our car. We went to In-N-Out. We stood in that long line. We placed our order. We got our food. We went back to the table. And on the count of three, we all took a bite. And I was looking for their face of disappointment. And they cried out, Dad, this is really good. And I will admit, the second time, it was pretty good. It was a pretty tasty experience. But I had told them that it was a no, and it turned out to be a yes. And this framework of no and yeses and yeses and no is what our gospel text is all about today. And Jesus is there in the temple, and yes, it's Holy Week. That's the way our lectionary goes sometimes, with the way we read it. And the scribes and Pharisees and the leaders come to Jesus, and they have that all-important question, who died and left you in charge? Because you're acting like the Messiah, why are you doing these things? Lo and behold, he happens to be the Messiah, so he gets to do all these things. But now they have this debate. So Jesus tells the story of the two sons. One who says no, but yet does. One who says yes, but does not. And I imagine the scene that he's referring to is a scene from a few years prior when John the Baptist was at the River Jordan baptizing. And I can imagine all these leaders on one side of that bank saying yes to John Baptist. Yes, he said, repent. Those people should repent. Yes, those people should get washed for ritual purity. Yes to that message. But now that God was actually in their midst bringing the kingdom, they said no. And likewise, these tax collectors and sinners are on that other bank, listening to John, and they probably felt, oh, this is my job, I have to do this, I can't repent. And yet, now that God was in their midst, they said yes to God's word. And the text asks us this hard question: is it possible for us to say yes to God with our voice in our mind, and yet say no in our heart and action? And it asks us an even more unsettling question: is it possible to say no to God in our minds, in our proclamation, and yet say yes in our heart in action to the presence of God in the world? And as we wrestle with those questions, we ask ourselves who we are, then other possibilities start coming forward. Is it not possible that we could also be a no and a no? We say no to God. In our heart, we close our mind and soul to God. Is it possible to be no and no? And then the only other option for us is a yes and a yes. That's where I want to be. That's where this is going. How do we become a yes and a yes? Paul this morning seems to tell us that a yes and yes is possible, but there's one caveat. only possible in Christ Jesus. Possible in the one who does the will of God, and in the words of this beautiful text, empties himself of all the privilege of being God, comes to earth in our place for us, and is obedient to the will of God, even to the point of death, even a death on the cross. So that in defeating sin and death, this one could rise again and usher in a new reality that we are now in Christ Jesus. We have become in Christ the yes and the yes of God. But in this miracle, we become, we get all that is Christ. And in Christ is a yes and a yes. And as we gather this morning, we are invited up to the table to meet and encounter the yes and yes, knowing that we ourselves now are the yes and yes to God through Christ Jesus, who makes all things new. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Remembering the caring and generous works of God, we pray for the church, creation, and the needs of our neighbors. We put our trust in you as we pray for the church. Give bishops, pastors, deacons, and teachers the gifts of wisdom and discernment. Be with them in bold truth and faithful witness. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Lead us in your truth as we pray for creation. Empower us to look to the interests of others as we make choices that impact the environment. Summon us to be advocates for healthy waterways, habitats, and air. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Lead us in justice as we pray for those in government, the military, and other positions of authority. Give them humble and willing hearts, looking to the needs of others. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Trusting your goodness, we pray for all caregivers and people who are sick or suffering in any way, especially Aaron, Kevin, Kelly, Clifford, Madeline, Twyla, Karen, Colin, Joe, Susan, David, Fran, Meredith, Marcia, Paul, Jeanette, the family of Don Davis, the victims of the war in Ukraine, and the earthquake in Morocco, St. Timothy's Church, recovery efforts in Maui, and anyone else who is hurting. Give them encouragement and consolation in your presence. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Teach us your paths as we pray for this congregation. Be at work in us and unite us in your love as we labor together for the sake of the gospel. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We give thanks for all the saints who died, secure in the knowledge of salvation. Keep us fearless in our faith and certain of your resurrection. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Remember us according to your steadfast love as we offer these and the prayers of our heart, trusting in your compassion made known through Jesus Christ.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
We invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you.
Thank you. Save us from the time.
May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior keep us in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Blessed be your name, O God, for we have feasted on your word, Christ Jesus, the joy and delight of our hearts. Strengthened by this food, send us to gather the world to your banquet, where none are left out and all are satisfied. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Pause now for a moment of announcements. If you have announcements for the good of the order, Arnie's got the microphone. We'll be right by.
This month, October, we are doing a food drive for the pets of those in need. We especially need dry cat food this month. We don't have any. And we also can always use the dog food. A faithful member of our congregation takes the big bags of food and breaks them up into gallon bags for the dogs and quart bags for the cats. And then we take them to Stone Soup, where, as you know, for all of us who have pets, they're a great comfort. And for those in need, they're a great comfort too. But the cost of pet food is inhibitive. And so we like to provide families and individuals with dog or cat food when they stop by for their Stone Soup meal. Thank you.
Sammy's got one for us.
Okay. We do have choir today at 11:45, so I hope to see you there.
Any other for the good? Anyone else for the good of the order? Seeing none else, I have a few myself. So next Saturday at 10 a.m. here will be our blessing of the pets. If you have any pet, you'd like to come in and be blessed on this weekend of St. Francis of Assisi Day. Bring your pets. We'll have a brief little service out by the back, and then we'll bless the pets. And then we'll be, then we'll have Sunday worship as well, which will be, again, themed especially for remembrance of Saint Francis of Assisi, but specifically beyond that, imagine the worship where we focus and remember that God is present in grace in all of creation. This week at Thursday at 1 o'clock, I'll continue to do my beach walks, which have been very successful, I think, in meeting people. If you'd like to come and journey with me on the beach, meet here at 1 o'clock, and we walk for about an hour and get to know each other. And then finally, we have a little bit of need in our community for Sunday school helpers. Not necessarily that you are willing to be the primary person, but looking for if you're willing to be that secondary person. Maybe we'll have a sign-up sheet out front, maybe do background checks. We're doing it two times a month. The goal is to do it the first and the third Sunday of the month. So if you could, if you feel so called to help out a Sunday here and there, we would greatly appreciate that. And with all that being said, let us prepare our hearts and minds for the benediction. The God of glory, Jesus Christ, the name above all names, and the Spirit who lives in you,